Better-than-expected job gains nationwide in March have prompted widespread optimism that economic recovery will not come at the expense of American workers. The Labor Department is reporting that more than 300,000 new jobs were created last month. The department also says that more jobs were created in January and February than earlier believed. Sluggish job growth has been among the most difficult and costly challenges for Americans nationwide, especially in the industrial Middle West and in the Northeast. It's also been a political problem for the Bush administration. Here to talk about what kinds of jobs are out there and who is looking for work are Jeff Taylor, the founder of Monster.com, which is an employment services website. He joins us from WGBH in Boston. Mr. Taylor, welcome.
Thank you.
And Michael Lesh. He is Director of Operations at Staff Right Professional Services in Youngstown, Ohio. He joins us from WISU in Youngstown. Mr. Lesh, thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Taylor, where are you seeing jobs being created, in what regions and what kinds of jobs?
In January, the spike was in what we call the South Atlantic, which is Virginia to Florida. And the most jobs created, if we look at the first quarter, is actually in the West South Central region, which includes Texas. So I think it's the South that's actually the big story. From a technology standpoint, what's happening in California, what's happening in the Northeast, there tends to be still a challenge with technology jobs.
So what kinds of jobs are you seeing growing?
Sales is the number one job posting category on Monster, and we see sales as one of the earliest occupations that's sought in an economic upturn.
Mr. Lesh, are you seeing something similar?
Yes, we are. We have had increases in sales positions, accounting positions, clerical positions, those positions that are normally out generating business or inside helping with the organization in their ramp up. The only problem that we see is certainly the Mahoning Valley normally lags because we are more industrialized here. In other words, we are seeing an increase, obviously not the increase that probably we're seeing on a national level. We'll probably see those numbers later this summer.
Can you give us an example of a couple of the kinds of jobs that Staff Right Professional Services has on offer?
Certainly. One of the positions that we're working on right now is a sales manager in the financial services industry. We have three other positions that we're dealing with, which are accounting-related positions.
And the blue-collar jobs that you've got?
The blue-collar jobs range from everything from machinists to welders to general laborers. And typically, the manufacturing-related positions in our area do not normally pay real well. You might be looking at positions in the $7 to $9 an hour range.
Are you saying that so far you're doing more white than blue business?
We have seen the increase on the professional side, probably a 2-to-1 ratio on the blue-collar side.
Mr. Lesh, we've heard quite a bit about employers looking for experience but not paying for experience. Are you finding that?
Yes, we have seen that. The upper hand is now back in with the organizations because there's an abundant amount of workers out of work right now.
Mr. Taylor, Monster.com is based in the Northeast, where good jobs have been harder to find lately. What about those people who give up looking for work?
Well, you have about 5 million people doing part-time jobs, and about half of those would prefer to have full-time jobs. I have actually a close friend who was out of work for a year, and after 7 months took a job at the local mall and worked for kind of a professional business in the mall, and has since found a vice president of sales job and is back in the kind of knowledge worker workforce again. I think people are doing what they have to do to make ends meet, and I think that's some of what's happening. I think one of the challenges we have right now, if you look at the overall marketplace, we have 8.3 million people that are still out of work. And I think if there's any movement in that unemployment rate, that 5.6 to 5.7 was just the... With encouragement, you have more people that are out there actually looking, and many did not find jobs, which created that slight uptick in the unemployment number.
I've always been fascinated with the notion about all of the people that have given up looking for work. Does that just simply mean have stopped looking for the work they used to do and are doing whatever they can do?
I think this is some sort of gray area that we're trying to deal with. I don't know anybody that has given up. I think what happens is the people go in these spurts where there's a lot of confidence and they're applying for jobs and then nothing happens, and then they kind of sit and wait. And I think the most important thing about looking for a job is that there are new jobs being created on Monster every day, 10,000 to 15,000 new jobs. And so you have to persevere and realize that this is a numbers game and that it's a competition. So when you break off and just don't look, you're actually taking yourself out of the competition.
What you see there is a lot of individuals that are very frustrated in the market. I've got a very good friend of mine that had a BSBA, went out to the Phoenix area, had obtained a job with a Big Five accounting firm in the consulting end. When he got laid off in 2000, he was out of work for a year and a half, could not find employment because a lot of companies felt he was overeducated. And out of sheer frustration, he opted to go back to school and get a second master's. We are seeing individuals that come into our offices and people that we talk to on the phone that are applying for jobs, and they're not hearing feedback from organizations, and they become very, very frustrated. So they might take that landscaping job to just get some money coming in right now to pay the bills until the market turns around to a point where they're not one of 1,000 people sending in their resume for a job.
Michael Lesh is Director of Operations at StaffRight Professional Services in Youngstown, Ohio. Jeff Taylor is the founder of Monster.com, an employment services website. Gentlemen, thank you both for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.